Exodus, chapter 29. And this is the thing that you will do to them to hallow them, to serve me in the priest's office: take one young bull and two rams without blemish. And unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, of fine wheat flour you will make them. And you will put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket, with the bull and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you will bring to the door of the tent of meeting, and will wash them with water. And you will take the garments, and put on Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And you will set the turban on his head, and put the holy crown on the turban. Then you will take the anointing oil, and pour it on his head, and anoint him. And you will bring his sons, and put coats on them. And you will gird them with belts and bind head tires on them, and they will have the priesthood by a perpetual statute, and you will consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you will bring the bull before the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the head of the bull. And you will kill the bull before Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting. And you will take of the blood of the bull, and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and you will pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. And you will take all the fat that covers the insides, and the caul on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the bull, and its skin, and its dung, you will burn with fire outside the camp; it is a sin offering. You will also take the one ram, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you will slay the ram, and you will take its blood, and sprinkle it round about on the altar. And you will cut the ram into its pieces, and wash its insides, and its legs, and put them with its pieces, and with its head. And you will burn the whole ram on the altar; it is a burnt offering to Yahweh, it is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you will take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons will lay their hands on the head of the ram. Then you will kill the ram, and take of its blood, and put it on the tip of Aaron's and his son's right ear, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood on the altar round about. And you will take of the blood that is on the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron, and on his garments, and on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him, and he will be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also you will take of the ram the fat, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the insides, and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer, out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before Yahweh. And you will put the whole on the hands of Aaron, and on the hands of his sons, and will wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And you will take them from their hands, and burn them on the altar on the burnt offering, for a sweet savor before Yahweh; it is an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you will take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it will be your portion. And you will sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the thigh of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it will be for Aaron and his sons as their portion forever from the sons of Israel, for it is a heave offering, and it will be a heave offering from the sons of Israel of the sacrifices of their peace offerings, even their heave offering to Yahweh. And the holy garments of Aaron will be for his sons after him, to be anointed in them, and to be consecrated in them. 7 days will the son who is priest in his stead put them on, when he comes into the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place. And you will take the ram of consecration, and boil its flesh in a holy place. And Aaron and his sons will eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket, at the door of the tent of meeting. And they will eat those things with which atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them; but a stranger will not eat, because they are holy. And if anything of the flesh of the consecration, or of the bread, remains to the morning, then you will burn the remainder with fire; it will not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus you will do to Aaron, and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded you; 7 days you will consecrate them. And every day you will offer the bull of sin offering for atonement, and you will cleanse the altar, when you make atonement for it, and you will anoint it, to sanctify it. 7 days you will make atonement for the altar, and sanctify it, and the altar will be most holy; whatever touches the altar will be holy. Now this is that which you will offer on the altar: 2 lambs a year old day by day continually. The one lamb you will offer in the morning, and the other lamb you will offer at evening. and with the one lamb a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb you will offer at evening, and will do thereto according to the meal offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering of it, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It will be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh, where I will meet with you, to speak there to you. And there I will meet with the sons of Israel, and the tent will be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tent of meeting, and the altar, Aaron also and his sons I will sanctify, to serve me in the priest's office. And I will stay among the sons of Israel, and will be their God. And they will know that I am Yahweh their God, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I might stay among them, I am Yahweh their God.